The company and the audience seemed in the best of humor. They were now into Act Three. Ace's using the will to light his cigar had touched the right note of mingled shock and amusement in the audience. Laura, as Florence, had energized the conclusion of that scene, and Ford's crew had shifted the scenes with dispatch. While the second scene ran, Laura took a moment on the prompter's side of the stage to give additional coaching to young Ferguson. He had done acceptably in his earlier appearances. He had one more scene, only a matter of four speeches and about eight lines, with a gesture of hitching up his britches sailor fashion, which could get a laugh as he made his exit. Laura and he stood back from the prompter's desk in the space between it and the gas table. She was listening to him say his lines. The gas engineer was standing by, alert to take the lights down at the conclusion of the scene in readiness for the wine cellar scene which followed. The prompter was away from his desk, calling actors for the next scene. Augusta had just left the stage for the green room. Asa, Harry Hawk, and Mrs. Munchesington were on stage, pretty far down front. She scored off Asa and exited with a flourish through the curtained archway in the center of the stage, while Asa said,
"Don't know the manners of good society, eh? Well, I guess I know enough to turn you inside out, old gal, you sock-dollagizing old man-trap."
That line always got a laugh. It could be used as a cue by Laura, since the laughter plus the rest of the speech gave her sufficient time to get from anywhere in the backstage area over to the left side of the stage, pick up the paper which served as the half-burned will from the property man, and be ready to enter, on this occasion from an entrance closest to the presidential box. But she didn't start. Withers, who had been backstage near the alley loading doors talking to the stage manager about whether or not the principal singers should be costumed for the patriotic air, had started back along the stage behind the scenery toward the dressing room stairway to return underground to the orchestra. Wright moved away, observing without being aware that he was doing it, that the stagehands were all in place for the next scene shift, which was a quick one. The laugh came on cue. John Wilkes Booth had chosen the moment of the sure laugh to cover the sound of a pistol shot.